Hey everybody, welcome to July 3rd. I had written down some verses in chapter 3 to share with you today, and I'm not going to use those because the verses right below them are verses I think that many of you know, but I think some of us need reminded of today. Here's your homework though for today. I dare you, I challenge you, I encourage you, and I pressure you to read Proverbs chapter 3. If you were to ask me what's your favorite chapter in Proverbs, I would say 3. It is so rich in its span of amazing Proverbs. Proverbs 3, check it out today. But anyways, Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. And so many people, this is probably one of the most memorized verses in, well, Proverbs for sure, maybe the Bible, and you may recognize it. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. So these verses are about trusting the Lord with all your heart and not leaning on your understanding, not leaning on what you are capable of understanding, remembering that God's mind is so much greater than ours. God's understanding is so much greater than ours. God sees things zoomed out. We are not able to zoom out and see where God's going with things. Some of y'all are going through really, really hard things right now. And I wanted to encourage you with those verses in that last part. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight, or he will direct your paths. So what this requires is your trust. And sometimes we say, God, I don't know why, but I know who I'm going to trust. Before I pray with you today, though, I feel I really want to share verses 7 and 8 with you, because though so many people have memorized 5 and 6, I think 7 and 8 are so very important. It says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. I love those verses. It's going along with trusting the Lord, and it's also saying, don't be wise in your own eyes. Stay humble. Don't think that you know it all. Don't decide that you are going to take God's place. He does not want to co-lead your life. He does not want to take turns driving. He wants to lead you. And so let's pray about these verses, specifically verses 5 and 6 today, as we pray today together. Lord, there are so many people listening to this right now who are going through challenges. And some of those challenges are challenges that will be over today or this week. And some of these challenges, people are in the midst of a great battle in their lives right now, be it relational, be it health, be it a crisis of faith, be it, Father, anything that brings us the need to trust you. And Lord, we don't know sometimes why you allow things to happen. Lord, I know that you don't make every bad thing happen to us. I do believe that you discipline me at times. I do believe I need that discipline, because that's what a good parent, a good father does. But Lord, I believe a lot of the times that I go through difficulties that you allow them to happen. And though you may not cause them to happen, Lord, your desire is to bring good out of them. And Lord, I remember Romans 8:28, as I pray this today, that in all things you work for the good of those who love you. And Lord, all things you work for the good, even the bad things. And so Lord, I pray encouragement over the people who are hearing this today who are struggling. I pray, Lord, that they would trust you with all their heart and not try to just figure it out, but instead, Father, that they would spend their energy and in their time acknowledging you. You are God. You've got this figured out when we don't. You find a way when we don't see a way possible. Lord, as I say so often, you brought me through my hardest day in my life to this point. For that, I give you thanks. Lord, I pray that you would encourage your people, that they would remember, Lord, that all things painful are temporary. They're temporal. And we know that eternity will be so wonderful for us, but it's hard, Lord, not focusing on today and now. May we choose to simply trust today. I simply trust, Lord. I simply trust. I trust you. Please direct my path, Lord. In Jesus' name.